One of the poems again, drawn from Darwinian poetics. It's called Infusoria, and again it's an attempt to capture just the enormity of the kind of moment when Darwin realised that the Earth was way, way older than anybody could possibly conceive, and what did this mean for humanity in the future and so on. And here we go. Having swum in the ocean of stars, calling them gods, their campfires, their monumental sorrows, our bliss at a faith-conceived heaven, we are driven back by heavy gales. Few living creatures inhabit these broad, flat-bottomed valleys, abode of kingfishers, grasshoppers, lizards, not much else, a ruined fort in a dull brown landscape. Relief to find a small stream threading clefts of rock, greening here and there otherwise barren soil, onwards then to a flat plain, stunted acacias until a flock of guinea fowl. Anxious panorama of time, jagged cliffs, lava rock, distant mountains enveloped in dark blue clouds. It's coming, the storm of the modern. The monkey likes bananas. I'm collecting dust. The air is ion-charged, flashes of lightning, the will to see the infusoria, African sunsets, the question of microbes, my lens, my imperfect vision. And then another island, fertile, volcanic, red cinder hills, everything slopes toward the interior, but I will paddle the rock pools, notice sea slugs, cuttlefish, all arms and suckers. Having swum in the ocean of stars, we are driven back by heavy gales. It's coming, the storm of the modern, anxious panorama of time. The air is ion-charged.
That was amazing. And that little beeping sound was me recording it.